Mem Dalid is a question about how to prepare coffee on Shabbat. And in Rav Avadia's mind, there's only two ways to prepare coffee on the planet, whereas the rest of the planet uses one way that he doesn't even acknowledge. So he has two ways to prepare coffee, and can you do them? One is instant coffee, which we'll have to talk about. Instant coffee means you have powder, you add water, you mix it up, and you drink it. Turkish coffee is coffee that's ground up. Coffee comes as a bean. It's really a fruit, and then a bean. Then they roast it, and then they grind it up. You pour water on it, and you get this thing on the bottom called butz, and it stays there at the bottom of the cup. You have the grinds of the coffee. Now, the rest of the planet, the way we drink coffee is you grind it up, and then you have to filter. You got to get the grinds out. The rest of the planet gets the grinds out of the coffee. Filtering on Shabbat is a separate problem. We're not talking about that. He doesn't even acknowledge that that's the way to make coffee. He wants to know as follows. Can you pour hot water on the coffee on Shabbat, whether it's Turkish coffee or whether it's instant coffee? Yes. But no. So that's the question about both. We'll get there. Hold on. We'll get there both. So he doesn't acknowledge, he doesn't even talk about, I apologize, I can't hear myself think. He doesn't acknowledge the other side that you have to filter. Leave the filtering aside. Can you pour the boiling water on the Turkish coffee? Or can you pour it on instant coffee? Because effectively, you're cooking it, no? Before it was raw, and now you cooked it. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah in Shabbat writes, Kol sheba bechamin me'erev Shabbat, shorin oto bechamin b'Shabbat. If it was cooked before Shabbat, then if you heat it up on Shabbat, that's not called cooking. If you heat it up on Shabbat, that's called heating up. If it was cooked before Shabbat, so now, when you have a piece of chicken, you cooked a piece of chicken on Friday. When you warm it on Shabbat, you're not cooking that chicken. The chicken is cooked. It's cooked, a piece of chicken. You're not re-cooking it. That's what Mishnah says. You're not re-cooking it. You're just heating it up. Kol Shabbat bechamin me'erev Shabbat. It was cooked on Erev Shabbat. Shorin oto bechamin b'Shabbat. You're allowed to put it back in hot water on Shabbat. It's not called cooking. It's called warming. Now, Tosfot there says, that's true for solids, for davar yavesh, but not for davar lach, not for a liquid. That's true for a piece of chicken. You cook the piece of chicken on Friday. When you warm it on Shabbat, it didn't uncook. When you warm it on Shabbat, it's a cooked piece of chicken. You're just warming it. But if you warmed water on Friday, Thursday, you cooked the water, you boiled water, and now it went down, now it's cold again. The Tosfos says, Azile bishule. When you heat that up on Shabbat, you're cooking it from scratch. So it's liquids it doesn't work with. We'll see this Bezrat Hashem in the next tshuva. That's not our focus. But something that was cooked Me'erev Shabbat that was dry, you can now reheat it on Shabbat. How you're going to reheat it on Shabbat, we'll also discuss in the next tshuva. But it's not a question of bishul, it's already cooked. Now you have to be very careful. Halakha distinguishes between different types of cooking. We call them all cooking, and we might in modern Hebrew call them all bishul, but that's not necessarily true. Bishul in halakha means cooked in a liquid. Cooked in a liquid. You boiled chicken. That's cooked in a liquid. Soup, you boiled it, you made a hard-boiled egg in boiling water. That's called bishul. There's something else called sli, roasting. You roasted something, right, with no water on the barbecue. There's no water. That's called sli. Similar to sli is afia, is baking. Bread is baked in the oven with no water. In halakha, afia and sli are very similar. One's direct heat, one's indirect heat. But there's no medium, meaning the bread is cooked in the oven, not surrounded by anything. The hamburger is cooked on the grill, not surrounded by anything. That's called afia. So now, the Sefer Yoreim says, oh, I got an idea. Even though the halakha is ein bishul achar bishul, ein bishul achar bishul means once something is cooked, a subsequent applying heat does not count as bishul. It doesn't mean you can't. It means it doesn't count. So if you have chicken that's cooked before Shabbat and you heat it up, that's not called bishul b'Shabbat. Right? Because it was already cooked. So we assume ein bishul achar bishul. Once it's already cooked on Friday, heating it up on Shabbat cannot violate bishul. He says, although that's true, we'll discuss, we're talking about solids now, so just solids. We'll discuss later about the liquid. He's just dealing with the coffee now. He's trying to lead up to the coffee. The Yoreim says, you know why ain't bishul achar bishul? Because you're not changing anything. It was mevushal before, and now it's just as much mevushal. You haven't changed anything. But the Yoreim says, one of the Rishonim, what if you did bishul, and then on Shabbat you did afiyah? On Shabbat you left it without liquid. You had chicken that you boiled in water, and now you're leaving it by an open fire, or the opposite. You had something that was roasted on a barbecue, and now on Shabbat you're heating it in a liquid. You're mixing and matching the modes of what we colloquially call cooking. He says, although ein bishul achar bishul, because once it's mevushal, you're not changing anything. He says, yesh bishul achar afiyah, v'yesh afiyah achar bishul. When you change it up, you change the method by which it was made. Beforehand it was roasted, and now you're putting it in water. That's not allowed. So, for example, coffee beans are roasted. Coffee beans are roasted, depending on how you do it, but with fire directly, right? They're roasted beans. They're kalui, but effectively in halakha they have a din of tzli. They're roasted. So they're already roasted. When you buy them, they're brown. They don't grow brown. They grow green. When they were roasted before they came into the package, and then they ground them. But they were roasted. And now when you're adding water on Shabbat, that's called bishul. So effectively you have bishul, Le'achar, tzli. Or klia, but in halacha it's considered tzli. You have bishul achar klia, but klia is the same thing as tzli, same thing. So you have bishul achar klia, you have cooking in water after roasting. The Sefer Yoreim would tell you, not allowed. Sefer Yoreim would say, no, not, the fact that it was roasted before, that's fine. You want to roast it again, that's not a problem. Say, Rav Eliezer Mimitz. One of the middle to late Ashkenazi Rishonim in Germany. Now, the Ravya disagrees. So that's not the way it works. The Beit Yosef quotes, the way Halakha doesn't work is that we don't always stick to, you incorporate all the Rishonim. Because in this case, the Beit Yosef quotes everybody. So you need to know who can give me. You have to know who the players are. Right? The Rambam doesn't seem to indicate. None of this. Why? No, not necessarily at all. Not necessarily at all. The Gemara doesn't say that lach in Yavesh. That's already machoker rishonim. Ein bishul achar bishul is one thing. The Yoreim is telling you that could be true. But bishul and sli are two separate modes of bishul. He goes, I have proof. How do you make matzah? Matzah is afiyah, right? You bake it. What if you put matzah and you boil it on Shabbat? You don't want your matzah soft, so you put in boiling water on Shabbat. That's bishul la'achar afiyah. Is that okay or not? The Gemara says, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah that way. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. If you took your matzah and boiled it in water, you don't fulfill mitzvah of matzah. Why? Because the bishul canceled the afiyah. So you see, the Yoreim says, bishul can cancel afiyah. What? Correct. No, that's correct. No, correct. But the Yoreim says you see from that Bishul cancels the Afiyah. Because the Afiyah was still there. You could still fulfill the mitzvah. He says the fact that you see on Pesach you don't fulfill the mitzvah, the Bishul cancels the Afiyah. If the Bishul cancels the Afiyah, the Bishul must be significant. If the Bishul is significant, it's not allowed on Shabbat. There's a proof from the Gemara Pesachim. So the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes it, he says, so the Ravya disagrees. The Ravya is another one of the German Rishonim. That's all we got. We got the Ravya and the Yoreim. Those are the only people on the ballot. Meaning, there's no Republican contender. They're all Democrats. So you got to figure out. I made the Eskenazim into Democrats. Okay, we have to. I didn't mean any political ambitions there. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh mi shomer shedavar ne'efau nitzla. There's an opinion that says that yesh bishul achar afiyah, the yesh matirim, and there are those who disagree. That's what he quotes. He just quotes both opinions. He first quotes the Yoreim, and then he says the yesh matirim, and he quotes the Ravya. What do you do when the Shulchan Aruch says yesh mishomer like this, and yesh matirim like that? He quotes both opinions. Now what? So we generally have a principle that when the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim like this, and Yesh Omrim like this, we follow the second one. They are rules. We always follow Yesh V'yesh Halacha Ge'yesh Batra. We follow the second one. They don't talk about it. He doesn't say a word. The Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh don't talk about this issue. They don't talk about this issue. You only have the Rav Yah. He doesn't talk about mixing and matching the modes of Bishul.
Maybe it's not an issue.
Maybe it's not. So the Shulchan Aruch, so the Beit Yosef disagrees. Because then he would have said, you see from the fact that the Rambam didn't say anything that he disagrees, but he doesn't say that. Meaning the Beit Yosef assumed the Rambam just doesn't deal with it. Otherwise he would have said, look, don't leave me alone. The Rambam says it's okay. He doesn't. He does quote you in the Beit Yosef. He quotes the Yireim. He quotes the Rav Yah. And you got to figure out. We generally assume we follow the second opinion. The second opinion is that Ein Bishul Achar Sli, or in this case, Ein Bishul Achar Kliya. Now, since the coffee was already roasted before Shabbat, so therefore pouring water on top of it is Bishul. It is. But Ein Bishul Achar Kliya, Ein Bishul Achar Sli, and it would be permissible, I have to be careful, not for everybody, permissible according to Shulchan Aruch. The Ashkenazim say no. But for the Ashkenazim, they would not do that. The Ashkenazim would not be allowed to pour water from an urn on top of coffee on Shabbat, because the Ashkenazim, the Ramah there holds like the Rav Yah. Like the Yireim. He holds like the first opinion. Ashkenazim there are Machmir. Why? What do you mean it's the same? The coffee was roasted and now it's being mivushal. It's different. So the Sfaradim would be allowed to pour directly from the urn. You have water from the urn. You can pour it directly onto the coffee. Whereas Ashkenazim would not be allowed to do that. They'd have to do something else first. That's the machlok. Leave klisheni out of it for a minute. Correct. There are options. There are options how to get out of it. We're talking about going from the urn onto the coffee. Sfaradim may go from the urn onto the coffee. Ashkenazim may not go from the urn onto the coffee. Sfaradim, again, the conclusion is Sfaradim may go. So it's the conclusion.
What do you mean may go?
Permissible. Mutar. I didn't say hell. No, cardamom. We'll get there. I know. I ask that on my test always. I ask that on my test in school. Right? And even then, it's a little bit unclear because... So I usually ask that question on my test. But let's talk about regular coffee. Let's bring the coffee. Don't mix things in your coffee. It's terrible. A Sfaradi is allowed to pour water from the urn onto the coffee. And Ashkenazi is not allowed to pour water. Whoa, hold on. 1 second. Let me finish the sentence. I'm happy to take all the questions, but a Sfaradi is allowed to pour water from the urn onto the coffee. An Ashkenazim may not pour water from the urn onto the coffee. The reason is the coffee is roasted. When you pour water on, that's called bishul. Sfaradim assume that bishul after roasting is permissible, allowed, mutar. Ashkenazim assume no, bishul after roasting is not allowed. Now, when it comes to instant coffee, the difference is, I want to first finish up, and then I'm happy to take questions after because it's getting late. Instant coffee dissolves in the mix, right? When you pour instant coffee in, it disappears. Yeah. So the way they do that is complicated. There's two ways. One's spraying and one's drying. The key, so they make the coffee. The coffee is made already, and then they turn it into instant coffee. So who cares? It was already mivushal once. It was already mivushal. So now, when you pour the water on top of it, it's bishul achar bishul. Even the Ashkenazim will allow you to do it onto instant coffee. I should note that that's not agreed upon by the Ashkenazim at all. Many Ashkenazim say no, because it melts, it turns into a liquid, and once it turns into a liquid, it's a different thing. Rav Avadi is distinguishing, though he says, for Sfaradim, it's permissible to pour water from the urn onto Turkish coffee. It's permissible to pour water from the urn onto instant coffee. And according to Rav Avadi Yosef, Ashkenazim, so this everybody agrees, Ashkenazim may not pour water from the urn onto Turkish coffee. He assumes Ashkenazim may pour water onto instant coffee. I should just note for the Ashkenazim in the room that many Ashkenazi poskim disagree with that second point. And many Ashkenazi poskim say even Ashkenazim should not pour water from the urn onto the instant coffee. It's just getting late. I'm happy to take the questions after the...